Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Fuller J. Bless podcast. That was just September 28th by FJB playing. It's about a story of Fuller J. Bless himself, how he suffered in a car crash September 28th, and he happened to survive a fatal collision. And he tells a story about how he blinked 6 times, and on the 7th time, he woke up on the side of the road, and he had a surreal moment where he was an out-of-body experience, where he saw the light, and God told him, go back into your body, son. You have a bigger purpose in life. And within 2 years, later did you know that he is featured on the biggest commercial in the world. Yes, that's right, the Powerade commercial. The breaking ankles commercial. That's him. That's him who's crossing up everyone from the vendors to the people on the bench. That's him. So we're gonna get into this segment. It's called the Powerade segment. And Fuller J. Bless himself is going to describe to you guys that experience of and how and what brought him over there. We'll be right back with you on the Fuller J. Bless podcast.
Welcome to the Fuller J. Bless podcast. We're going to talk about the Powerade commercial and how did we get the gig, where did I shoot the commercial, interesting facts people would want to know, tell you how I almost didn't. And tell you just different stories that people may not know that led up to the Powerade commercial. So it was Friday evening. I received a call. At this time, I was probably homeless for about a day or two. And as many may know, I'm a strong believer in Christ. And at this time, it was very different. It was like knowing that even though you were at a very hard time, that God was going to bless you. And I looked at it that time like God, I felt like I was in a slingshot. Like God was pulling me so back just to propel me forward. So it was different. This time being in the worst critical time, I didn't feel sorry for myself. I was happy that I was homeless because I knew I could only go up from there. So they called me. They said, you know, we'd love for you to come to audition. And you know, I just came there by myself, and they called me that Friday evening and said that we've been trying to reach you, that we want to book you for this commercial. We think you're the perfect guy. And at that moment, you know, I just immediately got on my knees and started praising God because it was a critical time, especially for me preparing for the NBA draft at the time. And, you know, I was looking for a representation. I had an agent before, but it didn't really work out. I had a certain thing going on with Metal World Peace, but it just didn't work out how I planned it would work out. So at that time, I was looking for a presentation, and I needed a representation, and I needed some type of exposure or some type of just light on my situation, and God held me down. And where did I shoot the commercial? They immediately told me, you know, I got to get my passport and fly out to Argentina, first class. So, and the funny story is, the day before getting on the plane to go towards Argentina, so Friday, the stores were closed. The federal office was closed, and I could not get my passport. And on the weekend, the federal office is closed. My flight leaves on Tuesday, and I still don't have a passport. So Monday comes, and I'm thinking, all right, I can get my passport on Monday. I'll be all right to go. But the thing was, like, Monday happened to be Martin Luther King Day. So I'm like, so I'll check online, like, are they still going to be open? They said it will be open. Time may differ. So we get there super early, like 4 a.m., and they said that they were just going to be closed for today. So we're like, wow. And imagine your flight leaving on Tuesday at 1 p.m. So you literally got to get to the federal office at 4 a.m. And sometimes they don't even get print out your stuff till 3 p.m. as a rush expedite. So we get there at 4 a.m. And you know, I'm waiting on the line. And we get to like the front and everything, and it took us a whole process to about like 9 o'clock. We did about 5 hours, and then we finally the lady was like, hey, we asked her how long would this take, because we have a plane ticket. I showed her my itinerary, everything, and she was like, you know, we could probably try to get it at 12. So 12 comes around, and remember, we got to be at the airport at 1 o'clock. And this is the federal office. The federal office from the airport is about 30 minutes. We got to get out there at 1. I have to get on my plane at 1 o'clock. And the federal office is about 30 minutes. And we're waiting for my passport at 12. It's about 12:07. They say, hey, sir, we have your passport. We quickly ran. We hopped on the freeway. My mother was driving. And we just ran, like, sped up. And we got to the airport. We got there around roughly 12:50. And I'm running like insanely trying to catch this 1 p.m. flight. Didn't even get through security yet. And as we're trying to go through the baggage claim, the lady says, oh, you're fine. Your flight's been delayed to 3 p.m. When I said, I told you, I took the big, deepest breath of relief and stress. I was like, wow, this is, wow. God is really, he works in mysterious ways. Like, he wanted, it was no question that this merger was for me, and he had it planned for me from the day one. So now I'm on a plane, and we get to Argentina, and Argentina, Buenos Aires, beautiful city. Love the vibe. It even smelled different. Like, it was really cool being there. And, you know, you have, like, a couple of days to kind of seek the city, check out the sites. And, you know, I had some great Italian food, and they're known for their meat. And I usually eat turkey, chicken, and fish. But, you know, I did have a little taste of their meat there. And, like, Argentina is just a beautiful place. People are really extremely nice. And it's really, their breakfast is pretty cool. So I would recommend if people go to Argentina, just to experience and see the city. Shout out Mano Ginobili. Now it's, you know, it's time to shoot the commercial. And the shooting the commercial was one of the best things ever. I, as you know, in the Powerade commercial, the breaking ankles commercial, I happened to play Young Earl. Young Earl is a young version of an old Earl. And old Earl is at the bodega, and he's saying, back in my days when I had, I would have broke people's ankles. They can record it, play it back 2 weeks later, and the ankles would still break. And I played a young version. I'm the person who's actually the athlete, you know, breaking people's ankles. And it was really cool to even talk to the person who played old Earl in person. You know, we sat together during lunch when we had our breaks between shoots, and you know, he would tell you also telling me, he's like, yeah, you're the perfect guy. I love that you're playing me. And, you know, we go back and forth joking, and it was just a great experience. Like, you know, I had to also shave to, you know, put on a wig and shave my mustache and shave my beard. Just so, you know, so we can shoot a iconic scene. And one thing I told the directors, and I think this is one thing that they kind of knew I was different. I walked in there, you know, not cocky, but, you know, confident enough in my abilities, because this is something I've always been ready, you know, I've been ready for this type of, you know, a lot of people can't handle success. A lot of people can't handle, being like that, and I can handle it. So I already knew going in there, I was like, guys. You have no idea about the fact that you picked me to, and you're right, I am the perfect person. That not only did you pick the perfect person, this commercial will break records. I'm going to make sure it's going to break records. It's going to be iconic. It's going to be something that's, that you guys, is going to be bigger than you guys anticipated it to be, because you guys got Fola Bronco, a.k.a. Fola J. Bless. And, you know, the told the directors that immediately. I said, just everything, just what you say to me, just say is iconic. If you want me, you know. You know, and that's how the director, he kind of guided me through scenes. He's like, Foley, you gotta, you know, make, you know, don't, you know, he was like, give me more of that look. He's like, now that's iconic right there. And, you know, you could just tell he was vibing with my vibe. And it turned out to be one of the greatest commercials ever shot for Powerade. And it's still iconic to the point that now it's even playing in, it's previewing in movie theaters. And especially they started doing that with when the Uncle Drew movie came out. But they're also just playing it just in previews. I've heard some people told me they went to watch The Purge, and they didn't even go really watch the Uncle Drew movie. They went to watch The Purge. They went to watch all different other types of movies, and it's just showing. And I'm like, you know, it's iconic. It's exactly what I say. You know, my tongue is very powerful. It's very, so if anybody works with me, if anybody know that what they're getting is very iconic. You know, the exposure was really, really good. And we'll be right back. We're going to talk about how life has been for me after the commercial. We'll be right back. We're back with the Fola J. Bless podcast. We just went over the Powerade commercial, how did I get the gig, where did we shoot the commercial, all the interesting facts people would want to know. You know, we spoke about how I didn't almost have a passport, how it was flying first class, how the exposure was good for the NBA draft. Now we're going to touch on life after the commercial, any record-breaking things, like previews in the movie theaters. And like I said, you know, this is life after the commercial. They actually changed the name from back in my days to Breaking Ankles. And off alone, just the blue Powerade alone has probably grossed over $100 million in sales within the past couple of months. It has skyrocketed, actually. And testament to the commercial, you know, it's an iconic thing. You know, all I do is iconic. You know, you work with me, any company that works with me, they're bound to become not just great but legendary, an iconic thing, because I'm an icon myself. Life after the commercial has been really good. I mean, I would say the only thing that's just I'm very grateful for God to have laid his hands on me and blessed me. You know, obviously it's unfortunate being undrafted, but we're still working towards that. And all it is, I look at it, it's building more of a compelling story. And my story is going to be different from a lot of NBA players, and it's going to be special. And, you know, God has his hands on me, and I'm just looking forward to it. And I know that it's only all the rejections, marginalizations, doubts, failures are just all to build the testimony. And I just thank God, and I'm extremely grateful and gratitude for what I have right now. I have a beautiful wife, future kids coming along. And I have, you know, just things that I'm just very extremely grateful for, even to have a relationship with Christ. And as we continue on this journey, man, I hope you guys are following me and riding with me on this journey. And we're going to see it come to full fruition in the end. And I also do have a project coming out soon called Dios Es Bueno, which is about me going to Puerto Rico, helping the victims of the Hurricane Maria, and also just kind of not giving them more so water and food because they're past that stage, but kind of giving them hope. They're past that stage. They're in the rebuilding stage, and I'm here to kind of share that good news that Puerto Rico is going to be okay, and that it's not as crazy or bad that many people are making it seem. And obviously, there's a different, a lot of speculations, but stay tuned for the next podcast on Dios es Bueno, and I'll be letting you guys know when the video is coming out soon. Follow us on FJ Bless on Instagram. Follow us at FJBRANCO Bronco on Twitter. Follow us as Bronco at Bronco Fola, BRANCOFOLA on Facebook, for updates on Dios es Bueno. Or you can just type in the hashtag and it should come up, Dios es Bueno, FJB. The audio is already out on everything, on all streaming sites, iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify, Amazon, and many more. But we'll be on the next podcast, we'll be going further into Dios es Bueno, the meaning of it, what it means to that God is good even in the bad. Yep, and you guys take it easy. We love you guys. God bless you. Stay tuned for the next episode. One.